AP News. Good morning. I'm Jackie Quinn. A ballot challenge to former President Trump has been rejected. Our Rita Foley reports.
A decision from Michigan's Supreme Court is keeping former President Trump on the state's primary election ballot. The court said this morning it will not hear an appeal of a lower court's ruling from groups seeking to keep Donald Trump from appearing on the ballot.
A new AP NORC poll finds many voters are skeptical that the election count next year will be accurate. Here's our Julie Walker.
Only about one-third of Republicans say they're confident that tallies in the presidential primary will be accurate. That's according to a new Associated Press NORC Center poll. The skepticism comes after years of former President Donald Trump blaming prior losses on voter fraud, including in the 2020 election. It also comes as Americans express pessimism about both political parties. About half of adults are pessimistic about the future of the GOP, and just under half are down on the Democratic Party. I'm Julie Walker.
America's Secretary of State and Homeland Security officials are soon to meet with the President of Mexico in Mexico City. They'll discuss the surge of migrants at the U.S. southern border. The Venezuelan diaspora is one of the biggest challenges facing them, and new limits on migration will also be discussed. In Israel, renewed strikes in Palestinian territories, this time the West Bank. Despite U.S. calls to curb civilian casualties, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the military is deepening the fighting. Sweden has moved one step closer to NATO membership after Turkey's parliamentary committee has given its approval. On Wall Street, the Dow opened the day higher. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting in the early going on Wall Street as trading remains relatively light ahead of the New Year holiday. The S&P 500 was little changed in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The Dow was up 48 points, that's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite was also little changed. With just 3 days left in the year, major U.S. indexes are on track to post hefty annual gains. The S&P 500 is up 24% for the year. The Nasdaq Composite is up 44%. The New York Times rose 2%. The company is suing OpenAI and Microsoft, saying the companies are advancing their AI technology through the unlawful use of the Times' work that's creating artificial intelligence products that compete with it. Seth Sutel, New York.
Online retailer Zulily says it's shutting down. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.